T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning news with Webster and Nancy on WILK. And joining us this morning, Pennsylvania State Trooper Mark Heise and Sergeant Mike Joyce, here to tell us about something that I wish they had when I was a kid, because I got kicked out of the Boy Scouts. And I don't know if I would have washed out of this program, but we're going to find out about Camp Cadet this morning.
Tell us a little bit about Camp Cadet. This is something that is for all of our listening audience, because you really have two different troops that are looking for kids, but you also have different dates to register by.
That's correct. I'm out of the Troop R Camp Cadet program, and it's a fantastic course for kids between the ages of 12 and 15 to go through, boys and girls. It's a week-long course, and it's an overnight camp. But the unique thing about this is the kids get to actually interact with police officers from the state police and local municipalities, and they also get to interact with emergency responders, fire and EMS personnel. Now, Troop P does have their own Camp Cadet, which covers Luzerne County, Wyoming, Sullivan, and Bradford counties. You could check out their Camp Cadet at Camp Online, campcadetonline.com. Troop R's covers Lackawanna, Susquehanna, Wayne, and Pike County. And you can check our website out at Camp Cadet. I'm sorry, it's trooprcampcadet.com.
All right, so Sergeant Joyce, tell us a little bit about what kids could expect when they go to Camp Cadet.
Sure. The morning starts early at 6 a.m., usually with about a two-mile run in the morning, then breakfast. Then they go to the classroom where they have everybody from the FBI, Secret Service, the Fire Marshal Unit, the Crash Reconstruction Unit. I'll give anywhere from 30 minutes to 50-minute briefing on what they do, and then they get to do some practical exercises after that.
You say a two-mile run?
Yes, that's the shortest distance, yes.
Wow. That seems like a long ride to me at 6 o'clock in the morning. But
tell us a little bit about some of the rules for the kids. This is a great experience. This is not just goofing around time.
Some of these are a little tough for the kids. Number one, there's no cell phones during the week. Any cell phones that they bring in are collected until they return, so we request that they be kept home. There's no jewelry or makeup that's allowed to be worn. And kids can't get in touch with their folks until graduation that night, so it's a week of no contact. We do have emergency lines open if someone needs to get in touch with someone, but you know, it's a fairly strict course. It's set up like a mini state police academy, so the kids get treated to a little lesser degree like we did when we went through the police academy, so it's very structured, but we try to promote thinking for themselves and thinking to benefit a group. We have activities for them to individually express themselves and try to move forward in a positive manner. The whole goal is to work as a group as well. So we try to combine those two.
Well, I have to imagine, too, that for a lot of kids that are involved here, this is really their first taste of discipline that's, you know, out from mom and dad's the umbrella here. And though I'm sure some kids respond to it more readily than others, that's probably where the biggest difference that takes place, I would guess, at the end of the course.
Sure, and it's a great opportunity. If anybody's even thinking about law enforcement or the military, this is your first shot at what like a basic training would be. So mm-hmm. it's more of a leadership camp. It's not a discipline camp. It's not for bad kids. It's for kids who are, you know, into sports, into athletics, academics. It doesn't matter. They all pull together as a team after coming to, as 75 individuals on Sunday. They come out as a class on Friday.
So Trooper Kais, tell us, I know that Troop P has a registration deadline coming up rather quickly.
Troop P's deadline is March 31st. Troop R is April 15th, so you still have some time to get those applications in. And, you know, we hope to see your kids there. It's a lot of fun. The Troop R Camp Cadet website is trooprcampcadet.com, and the website for Troop P is campcadetonline.com.
All right, Sergeant Mike Joyce and Trooper Mark Kais from Pennsylvania State Police Camp Cadet coming up. Check out the website. And, gentlemen, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.